bust a rock test 8 o'clock. In my Gucci coat test 8 o'clock.
This is Eyes Up Fantasy.
Yo, this your boy Rick Rock. Welcome back to another episode of Eyes Up Fantasy. Hello, my co-host.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boy JJ.
Talk to me, Barry. It's your favorite doctor, Dr. Mario.
What's up, Barry? It's the real Jorge out here.
We got a lot of news that we got to report. We also just finished doing our first joint podcast with an actually very great podcast show, Finalized Sports. Make sure you guys check him out on Anchor and Apple Podcasts. With that being said,
on your way, Eyes Up News.
Earlier today was reported, unfortunately, that San Francisco wide receiver Jalen Hurd fell awkwardly. The 49ers had their second practice of training camp. As will be the cause of all practices, fans are not allowed to attend, and the limited media in attendance must observe social distancing due to the coronavirus pandemic. That means keeping 6 feet away from players and staff and wearing face coverings at all times. No face-to-face interviews are allowed. Players and staff availability is done over the video conference. The 49ers have two more practices left before players are given a day off on Wednesday. Monday's session will be the first padded practice. As I said earlier, wide receiver Jalen Hurd appeared to injure his foot. He fell awkwardly while working on his side field with strength coach. He was down for a few minutes and then walked gingerly to the locker room. The injury doesn't seem serious. Hurd has been eased back into the practice field after missing all of last season with a back injury and hasn't taken part in any team drills.
Wow, that's going to be really tough for the 49ers. We were hoping for Jalen Hurd to be our swift army knife, do it all.
Yeah, but I feel like we're just right in the same place where we left off. Like, he really wasn't there last season. So, I mean, I really wanted him there, and I wish him a speedy recovery. But I feel like we're still in the same train. We're still in the same position to succeed. So
exactly. So I have to say, it's next man up. There's a lot of wide receivers in the 49ers roster, and I'm more excited to see other players flourish as the season goes by, not to mention a few Dante Pettis, the recent acquisitions of Tavon Austin and J.J. Nelson.
Well, it's funny you mention other wide receivers, Jorge, because that leads me to my next piece of news. It was reported also that cornerback Jason Verrett worked extensively on the left side of the field with the first team defense. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, Richard Sherman, who typically occupies that spot, was on the right side. Meanwhile, cornerbacks Emmanuel Mosley and Akilah Witherspoon worked primarily in the second team defense. On one particular play, however, rookie wide receiver Brandon Ayuk had a strong outing, creating separation from Verrett on one play and catching a deep pass from Jimmy Garoppolo during 7-on-7 drills.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about Brandon Ayuk, the wide receiver that we drafted in the first round from Arizona State. He's actually been the talk of training camp so far. Kyle Shanahan went on the record to say that he's one of the first rookies that's far ahead of schedule as far as playbook and everything that they need to do. And I think right now he's showing it. I'm actually really excited to see him. And there's also been reports of Jerry McKinnon finally being healthy and looking good in camp also. So I'm actually really excited. And yeah, we know JJ is going to draft him. So
I'm ready for him to have a comeback season. I don't know if he will. He could get injured again on a non-contact drill. I had really high hopes when I drafted him when we first signed him, but he hasn't planned out how the team or I expected him to. On other news, Melvin Gordon has been struggling a bit with the Denver altitude. If you guys don't know, the Denver altitude is 5,280 feet difference than San Diego. So that's pretty high. Can you imagine the pressure on your lungs when you're working out, running drills? It can tire you out much faster. I'm like, yes, they only play 8 home games. So the other times, you know, it might be back to normal. But those 8 home games must be killer for him. Phillip Lindsay and Melvin Gordon will be most likely splitting the carries when they're playing at home, since Melvin Gordon is having a difficult time adjusting to the altitude.
I have to interject a little bit here, JJ, and say, in my opinion, actually, I would say that falls more on Melvin Gordon. The moment he was traded to Denver, he should have taken the initiative, bought a home or rented a home out there and started training immediately so his body could get adjusted. It's no secret that the Denver is very high in altitude. Everyone knows that. We always talk about how it plays a determining factor in these Denver Bronco games. I think it falls solely on the player to, you know, be prepared, plan ahead, and get ready, because, you know, you think he would take it seriously and go practice over there, but I just don't know what he was thinking.
I have to agree with Mario on this one, because Melvin Gordon is put in a better running back situation with the Denver Broncos, where he could take the number one job. So therefore, he should have took the initiative, as Mario just stated, to move out there early on and begin training. I hope Melvin Gordon is able to figure it out, because what about all the other 53 players on the roster that are playing there? They know how to handle the weather and acclimate.
I wanted to speak to you guys, actually, before we jump over to the Niners segment. Another highlight of practice, apparently, defensive end Nick Bosa looked good as always, earning a would-be sack on Jimmy Garoppolo and making an impression on running back Raheem Mostert. He even got the upper hand during a one-on-one against veteran tackle Trent Williams. Trent Williams responded well, though.
Yeah, I know. There was a report that he was driving 150.
No, but I heard it was his brother.
Well, they're stating that it could have been his brother, and I guess he was sort of the one recording it. But I'm like, your brother must really look like you for them to get you guys confused. But yeah, 125 miles in his Ferrari. I mean, I guess it's that Cali life, you know? You got kind of crazy over here, you know? No one does that in Washington, you know? But I just hope he doesn't get, you know, suspended or anything. I hope no one got hurt.
I think that Trent Williams should lay low. However, if I had a Ferrari, I would have to speed plus 100, triple digits.
Yeah, I don't blame you, but they have places for that. You know, you just can't be on the California highway 125 or whatever it was.
Especially as a professional NFL player.
Exactly.
You got to stay professional. You got to stay classy. So Trent Williams, lay low.
Well said, guys. Moving forward, veteran wide receivers Tavon Austin and J.J. Nelson were signed Saturday and on the 49ers practice field for the team's first workout of training camp. Both players signed one-year contracts. The 49ers waived tight end Daniel Helm and wide receiver Chris Thompson to open the roster spots.
I think that's a great move, man. I mean, Tavon Austin was one of my favorite college players coming out, and he was not used the right way when he was with the St. Louis Rams when he was drafted. You know, and J.J. Nelson, he brings that speed that we lost with Marquise Goodwin. So, I mean, Kyle Shanahan's new little toys. It sucks for Jalen Hurts to get hurt, but hey, next man up, right? Like Jorge said.
I trust Kyle Shanahan, you know, always has plays in his pocket, you know, always schemes stuff up, especially for specific players, you know. This play will be for J.J. Nelson. This play will be for Tavon Austin. This play will be for Raheem Mostert. This one for Kittle. You know, they always have a second backup plan. So I am really looking forward to see how these wide receivers, you know, step up if Jalen Hurts does not play.
I'm starting to be a little concerned, guys, a little worried, because 49ers are down Jalen Hurd. They're also down Deebo Samuel the first month, Richie James Jr., as well as Travis Benjamin's decision to opt out due to the coronavirus pandemic. So Austin and Nelson will have shots to win a spot on the 49ers 53-man roster. This season, the NFL increased the practice squad to 16 players per team, six of whom may have any level of NFL experience. So it'll be exciting to see what roster cuts Kyle Shanahan decides to make.
It sucks that we do not have preseason. We already know their talents as far as like J.J. Nelson and
I'm sorry,
Tavon
Rick,
Austin.
But you're completely opposing preseason in the previous episode. You're saying that preseason's trash. Who cares about preseason?
Look, buddy, nobody asked you about what I said last episode. Okay. Nah, but you know what? You're right. I mean, I said the players hated it, and let's be honest, we kind of did too. But as far as opportunity and reps, you cannot duplicate reps. Mental reps are completely different than field reps. That's why training camps right now, let's be honest, you can't really hit each other that hard. You can only do so much with the new CBA that was signed with the NFL Players Union. So I understand what I said in the last episode, and I'm still going to stick by it. But I'm talking about injuries, players, rookies. Even Bill Belichick has come on record and said the players that are going to suffer the most are going to be the rookies, because it's going to be a short leash for every single one of those rookies. That's my take on that.
Also, 49ers tight end George Kittle might have some competition, as rookie wide receiver Brandon Ayuk is quickly becoming quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo's go-to target. On the second day of training camp, during 11-on-11s, Ayuk made the play of the day. He cut a long 30-yard bomb from Garoppolo near the left sideline after outrunning safety Jason Verrett on the crossing route, as I mentioned earlier. Later on, however, Ayuk got open while being covered by Jarquiski Tart in the flat. The pocket was closing on Garoppolo, who quickly threw a dart to the rookie, who had been able to create some space from the safety. Ayuk caught multiple passes from both Garoppolo and CJ Beathard. He also spent time with the special teams unit fielding returns.
I like what I'm hearing right here. The most excited wide receiver for the 49ers this year is Brandon Ayuk for me. Reason why is he's quick. He's a dog. He's about to get a lot of receptions. He's put in the best scenario you could be as a rookie. Reason why is because Deebo Samuel, who's the Niners' favorite target, unfortunately went down due to injury earlier this offseason. So Brandon Ayuk, he's taking advantage, and I hope he's able to carry the load for the wide receivers early on in the season for the 49ers.
I completely agree with that. I mean, there's a reason why Kyle Shanahan traded back into the first round and drafted this dude. He's even gone on record to say this guy was in the top three, which was Judy, CeeDee Lamb, and then Brandon Ayuk. I mean, seriously, this comes from Matt Genius, Kyle Shanahan. So I understand what he said, and he's probably looked at some tape and he was like, okay, great, let's go ahead and do this. But you never know. You never know. to me, he struck out on every wide receiver he's drafted.
I agree with you. It's hard. You know, he has some bust, I feel, a little bit on wide receivers, but I trust him with his pick with George Kittle. I believe he was a fifth round pick. I'm like, bro, that's a diamond in the rough, dude. He is a beast.
I'm not taking away anything that Kyle Shanahan and Lynch have done. I'm just saying, like,
no, I get it. I'm
just talking about wide receivers. Yes. You're talking about a tight end.
No, but you know, he saw something no one else saw, and it worked out for our team. And I have my faith in him and the team. I feel like they're gonna do good.
Guys, I would definitely believe the hype. Actually, I just found out right now, if you go to Sports Illustrated, this isn't a local Bay Area Gazelle or newspaper. If you go to sportsillustrated.com, there is an article that was published today. It's called A Need for Speed, and it features none other than rookie wide receiver Brandon Ayuk. Interesting article if you guys want to check it out.
Okay, I'm going to go buy that magazine now. Oh my God, I'm going to my Walgreens as soon as we leave this, and I'm going to go buy that Sports Illustrated. Anything that have to do with the 49ers, especially new talent like that, you got to take advantage of that. And honestly, I know you guys are excited as me to see Brandon Ayuk and actually flourish in this offense and actually become the wide receiver one or wide receiver two next to Deebo Samuel. So I can't wait. Now, I'm going to throw you guys off a little bit here. So now I want to get your quick takes on this. Would you guys draft Jonathan Taylor from the Indianapolis Colts or Cam Akers from Los Angeles Rams? And would you also pick Joe Burrow over Baker Mayfield? Or you would pick AJ Brown over Juju Smith-Schuster? Ah, I like this. I put you guys on the spot. We haven't rehearsed. This is something that I just gave you guys right here on the spot. So I want you guys to just give me a quick take on it without Googles or anything like that. AJ Brown or Juju?
AJ Brown.
Why?
Juju for me is a boom or bust season this year coming up, bro. I feel like his best seasons was when with Antonio Brown on the field, when he's getting all the looks. So, you know, Juju will be wide open. So, yeah, he got a lot of the great plays, a lot of the great catches, a lot of praises from everybody. But now that he has no other weapons on that team, he's not the same. You guys agree or disagree?
I agree, but you still haven't told me why AJ Brown.
I don't need to, because you compared him to Juju Smith-Schuster.
You know, AJ Brown, he's a beast. Last season, he came on strong and broke a lot of tackles when he got the ball, and he went for those long yard touchdowns and was able to get a lot of fantasy points.
And you know this, man.
Yep, I agree. Okay, so let me repeat this question for you again, Mario. Joe Burrow or Baker Mayfield? Go.
I am taking Joe Burrow on this all day. The reason why is because I already know what Baker Mayfield can do on the field. He's shown it to me the past two seasons. And even though he has a terrific supporting cast around him, I feel like he often panics, freezes, or just plain flat out doesn't know what to do with the ball. Meanwhile, Joe Burrow had high praise coming out of college. He was even drafted number one overall. They expect great things from Joe Burrow. I believe he's the breath of fresh air that Cincinnati Bengals need to get on the right track. With a terrific wide receiver cast of AJ Green, John Ross, Tyler Boyd, I believe Joe Burrow can put this team on the right track. And not to mention the little Swiss Army knife they have in the backfield called Joe Mixon. I will take Joe Burrow all day over Baker Mayfield.
Great take, Mario. JJ, take notes. What do you got? The real Jorge.
I have to go with Jonathan Taylor on this one because he's put in a better offense. I like the Indianapolis Colts this year for offense over the LA Rams because Phillip Rivers just went on and joined the Indianapolis Colts. He took over Jacoby Brissett's job. Jonathan Taylor's is going to get a lot of the load. Marlon Mack isn't the healthiest running back. Also, with the LA Rams, don't forget that they drafted Daryl Henderson the year before and are expected big things for him. So I don't think Cam Akers is going to get a lot of opportunities in the LA Rams as much as Jonathan Taylor will with the Indianapolis Colts.
Great take, man. That's what I'm talking about. Lightning round of questions like this. I like to know that my co-hosts are ready, and which is giving you the real, most concrete, simple answers to why you should pick those kind of players. Whether you agree with what we're saying or not, hey, like my co-host, the real Jorge, will say, well, we will see at the end of the season. We'll just have to see. And that's all I got to say about that.
So, Rick, I have a question for you now. For a quarterback starting with a new team, who would you trust? Cam Newton or Phillip Rivers?
Come on now. I'm going to go with Superman Cam Newton, okay? He was an MVP of the league. He can run. He's a dual threat quarterback. We all know about his accuracy. He's not that great. But you're giving Bill Belichick Cam Newton? Are you out of your mind? Think about everything that the hoodie is thinking about doing on offense right now. They're going to modify the offense like Lamar Jackson. The Baltimore Ravens is to Lamar Jackson. And not only that, you have some young wide receivers. N'Keal Harry, Edelman. They drafted two very good tight ends. And my sleeper pick that nobody knows, Jeff Thomas, undrafted wide receiver from Miami Hurricanes. Definitely a deep, deep sleeper. But his talent, fun fact about Jeff Thomas, when he was coming out of high school, he was ranked ahead of CeeDee Lamb, Jerry Jeudy. Now, let me repeat that for you guys again. Jeff Thomas, coming out of high school, was recruited ahead of Jerry Jeudy, CeeDee Lamb, and T. Higgins. How crazy good do you think is that? Now, look him up.
We're talking about high school here.
Yeah, high school. Exactly.
We're talking about NFL now.
We're talking about NFL. But the talent of this guy's being there is insane. I'm going to play this podcast at the end of this year, Jorge.
And the wide receiver is going to have no stats, nothing.
Once again, he was undrafted. And let me tell you why he was undrafted.
For a reason.
He was undrafted because he has a daughter. His mom was sick. He couldn't go to school. He didn't have time for that. He needed to make money. He needed to get a job. He didn't want to tell nobody his situation. And his daughter, I believe, was sick also. So life is tough out there for people.
That's pretty deep. I feel like it'll be a Cinderella story if he actually has a breakout
season. He's already made it past the first three cuts. You have to minimize the roster from, I think, to 80. And then, right now, he's actually the favorite to win 53-man roster. And he's going to be the future, replacing Julian Edelman down the road. And if you guys don't know who that is, let me say it one more time. Jeff Thomas, undrafted free agent, right now currently with the New England Patriots.
I will Google him because, you know, you kind of sold him a little bit to me right there just for the fact that, you know, I like Cinderella stories. I like people, you know, who went through tragedy, come out and do, you know, good things, you know. So my good things, good career, you know, then give back to the community. I like that kind of stuff. So,
and just another note, guys, I'm sorry, go ahead and YouTube him. I mean, look at his highlights. This guy is the real deal. Once again, he had all the good intentions in his heart because it's all about family first. I would do the same thing that he did in a heartbeat. That's one of the things that we all gotta kind of keep in mind, life versus the reality it is of having a job. A lot of people would do the same thing, and it's tough right now, you know. So I wish him nothing but the best.
I have to agree with Ricardo and to JJ's question earlier. If I were to pick a quarterback, I have to go with Cam Newton. The reason why is because we all know about Cam Newton. 2011, the first overall pick of that draft. 2015, NFL MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, three-time Pro Bowl. 2011, NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year, Heisman Trophy winner, you know. And he goes to New England and gave him to Bill Belichick, the hoodie. I think that that's a perfect remedy to inject some rejuvenation into Cam Newton's career. Put him we're on a supporting cast of Julian Edelman, Jeff Thomas, Marquise Lee, Mohamed Sanu, like my colleague mentioned earlier, Jeff Thomas of Steel.
I see what you guys are saying, but I just feel like after Cam Newton went against Kaepernick in the playoffs and Kaepernick did the Superman and then he buttoned up his shirt and did the Kaepernick, I feel like they injected Cam Newton with some kryptonite and he hasn't been the same.
I have to go with Phillip Rivers. He's been one of the most consistent quarterbacks in the NFL. He's almost been able to take the Chargers to the playoffs every year. He's been carrying the weight for his team his whole career. So I hope now with the transition, he's able to rejuvenate his career and is able to go deep into the playoffs, maybe Super Bowl.
You know, he's like almost 100 years old, right? And he has never done anything good with a lot of talent that he's had with the San Diego Chargers. You know, he's had, what's his name? What was the running back's name? Number 21?
LaDainian Tomlinson, greatest.
Yes. You just said it. I mean, he has not been able to do anything with one of the best running backs ever to play the game.
Another fun fact about him is that he's the only one out of the 2005, our four draft class, I believe, who has not won a ring. Eli Manning's won two rings. Big Ben has won three rings. Phillip Rivers has had 10 kids, but zero rings.
This is Eyes Up Fantasy.
All right, well, I don't know if you guys know or the listeners know, but there's a new format now for the NFL playoffs, which normally is the first top two teams for each conference gets a bye, and then, you know, the third seed and the fourth seed face the wild cards. Now they have added one team to each conference for the playoffs, and only the first team with the highest record gets the bye week, which for me, I'm loving. The more teams we can get into the playoffs, the better, because there's sometimes there's teams that have a winning record and they can't even make it. And now you can even have three teams from the same conference make the playoffs, because over here, they're predicting the Niners to get the first round bye, Seattle to still make it, and the Rams to make it.
That's solid. I'll take that any day. Put it in my bank account, put it in my back pocket, in my front pocket. I actually like the seeding, but I actually don't like the seeding because we know Seattle could beat the Niners kryptonite, and the Rams, you know, they had an off year last year. The Rams making those trades for the big name players and giving away too many draft picks. I think they dug themselves in a deep, deep hole for that.
I like the new playoff format. I feel like the top teams in the NFL should be credited more. They should be able to take a bye week and be able to be given an advantage when they make the playoffs, especially as the highest seed in the NFL. And also, I have to agree with JJ. I like how there's going to be an additional playoff spot added to the NFL. Sometimes some of the hottest teams towards the end of the regular season aren't able to make the bubble just because a few teams have a better record. But now with this added playoff spot, we might see some of the wildest games in the playoffs this year.
Exactly. I agree with that. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, thank you guys for listening to today's podcast. But don't forget, we have a collab joint episode with Finalize Sports. Check him out on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Great, great podcast. Anything that you want to know about the NFL. And she'll see you soon. Sipping on some rock tests, 8 o'clock.
This is Eyes Up Fantasy.